Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we got a very special show for you today. I am down in the Florida Keys, Key Largo to be specific, and we are at Jules Undersea Lodge, a famous landmark down here in the Keys. And I got to tell you, this is going to be really cool, because not only do I have Captain Slate, the guy who runs this place, Jules Undersea Lodge, Lad Atkins from Reef, we got a mermaid, Fraser Nivens, all my Keys friends. I got the dive god with me to kind of co-host today's extravaganza. Are you ready, Neil?
Yeah, I am so excited about today. I've been looking so far. You know, this has been on my bucket list for 25 years. Jan, that built this thing and runs it, has invited me numerous times. I've been down here, but not in the lodge. And this is going to be cool.
It is. You know, and next week I'm going to be celebrating my 55th birthday in Ceiba. You're going to hear all about that when we do our show live from the Caribbean Explorer to Live Aboard Boat. But we're down here in the Keys this week, taping the show during the middle of the week on a Tuesday afternoon, because we're traveling on the 12th today, on Saturday. So you're hearing a very special show. And we're going to go literally underwater and do the first Scuba Radio broadcast ever from underwater that I remember. Now, we could have done this before. We've done little underwater shots and stuff, but we've never done an entire episode of the show in an underwater habitat like this. So this is going to be quite a treat for me, and maybe for you listening back wherever you are today. And I got to tell you, it's pretty cool. We're hanging out on the dock here at Jules Undersea Lodge. And, of course, Captain Slate is right down the street. He's with us right now. Slate, how are you, buddy?
Hey, can you imagine your first two shows, 22 years ago? First two shows we did right here in Key Largo at the dive shop.
Yeah.
And now we're going to do the first underwater show in Key Largo at the Habitat. And that's pretty cool, huh?
It is. You know, we're gearing up right now, getting ready to jump in the water. Fraser Nivens, underwater videographer extraordinaire, is with us, too. He's going to document some of this stuff on his high-end vid. What kind of video system are you running today there, Fraser?
We're shooting the Red Digital Cinema Epic 8K. 8K, baby.
This is like super video. You can see the pimples on my ass if it ends up any. And maybe we won't shoot that, or we'll edit that out for Facebook.
We got Mariah, the mermaid.
That's right. We got some visual activity happening here. Mariah is a professional mermaid. She's not really a Scuba Radio mermaid. She does this for real. You do this like as at least a part-time, if not a full-time gig. Is that right?
Yes. We actually have a company called Ocean Sirens, and we're going to be giving lessons starting Memorial Day.
How about that? So you can come down here and learn how to be a mermaid with Mariah. Is that right?
Yes, indeed.
And this is high tech. You know, we have our Scuba Radio mermaid tails, but she has probably one of the most exotic mermaid tails I've ever seen. It's monogrammed with your, what does that say, in Viking or something? What is that?
It has Viking runes on it, because mermaids have heritage.
All right, well, there you go. I guess we're going to learn the history of the mermaid today, but she's going to be down here for the visual stimulation, because God knows, you get Slate, myself, Dive God, Neil Watson, you're going to want other things to film other than these old farts, you know, is stuff when we get in the water. Now, Jan is the proprietor of this establishment, Jules Undersea Lodge. You've been doing this how long, Jan?
Well, we've been here 33 years with the lodge, and before that I had it for 5 years in Puerto Rico as an offshore research station, 10 miles offshore. So we've been working a long time with living and working underwater.
I bet. Now, he is packing the dry box. We're going to have to take down some recording gear underwater. We got a few other little additions to there. What are you putting in there? It looks like a bottle of something. That's Coke, right?
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. That's what we're going to go with for now because, yeah, you don't want to drink and dive or anything like that. But we're going to talk to Jan, find out more about the history of Jules Undersea Lodge. A cool facility. It's one of the places, by the way, where the local dive instructors or from Florida, they come down here and teach, like myself. I've come down here and used the lagoon for some checkout dives, for confined water or open water dives. And if you're down in the Keys and you get, you know, that odd chance that you get blown out because of the weather, you can come to Jules Undersea Lodge and go in their protected lagoon and dive. So it's a cool place to go. Lad is with us from reef.org, and you just got in from the Philippines. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm still on tomorrow's time zone, I think. So I'm coming to you from the future.
Okay, I like it. So you got the lotto numbers for us or what?
Yeah, but those are staying in my pocket.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. So, but you guys are just down the street, the office for Reef, right? The headquarters?
Yeah, our world headquarters is right down the street from here, and tonight actually is our monthly open house. We have a guest speaker tonight and social event, so maybe we'll see everybody over there after the taping.
Very nice. And how often do you get here to Jules Undersea Lodge? Is this kind of a new experience for you too, Laddie, or what?
No, it's not really new. I've known Jan for many, many years, and been here quite a bit. This is a great facility. As you mentioned, a lot of instructors come here to help their students with their confined water dives, or if it's blowing hard offshore, you can always step in here. But it's also a place people can come and spend the night underwater.
Right.
Jules Undersea Lodge is really an undersea lodge.
It is a thing to do. Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, we were talking about that last week. He's been down here and done this evidently, and God knows who, you know. And then you got the dive god. He's marking it off. You know, now it's like bringing it up or down a notch. What do you think, lad?
I don't know. I'm concerned about what he had for lunch and us being in a confined airspace down there.
But. Well, I was with him for lunch, and I can tell you, beware. We did order the beans. But, yeah, how big of a habitat are we going down into, Jan?
Well, there are basically three rooms. They're about 20 feet long, 8 feet in diameter. And we'll enter in the moon pool, come on up, take a shower, dry off, and move into the main salon where we can hang out. And
do a scuba radio show.
And do a scuba radio show.
Yeah, so you can go down there, spend, do an overnight stay, or you could come in for a few hours, I hear, and do like a pizza party or something. Is that what's going on?
Yes, we have a lunch program now where people could go down there and have a little afternoon retreat in the habitat for a couple of hours and have lunch and go for a swim and a dive.
How often do you have a crew like this? Because this is a pretty colorful group of characters from the dive industry. Yes. Slate, Dive God, Lad Atkins, Frazier, Mermaids.
And I refuse to comment.
Okay. All right. That's probably just being safe. What about you, Captain Slate? I hear there's some things here in the lagoon too that we got to look for if we want to just putz around. Someone told me Jan, you probably know, is there a seahorse around here someplace? There is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They've been in National Geographic.
They're okay. Well, there you go. It was Mermaid Brittany. She had texted me and said, "You're going over to Jules Undersea Lodge. Make sure you say hi to the seahorses for me." So those just happen to show up here in this protected cove down here in Key Largo.
They do.
How about that? So, we might have to do some of that. But you come down here very often, Captain Slade?
Yeah. In fact, the first time I went in the Undersea Lodge with Jan, it was with Eugenie Clark and Stan Waterman. So that was right after he put it in here 32 years ago. We had a great time and been in there once since, and we're going in again. And, of course, we got Frazier out here filming the three resident manatees. They're all having fun.
Look at that. They got manatees. Yeah. Oh, my God. You got everything down here. So, we might have a manatee escort on the way to the habitat. Now, you brought someone with you, too. Now, she wants to be a mermaid. Is that
Diana's going to be our mermaid today.
Mermaid in training. Is that right, Diane?
Yeah. Oh, my granddaughter said, "I'm already a mermaid." She said, "Grandma, are you a mermaid?" And here, living in the Keys, diving with all these great dive companies down here, loving it. Got a whole school of parrotfish that just came by, 30 of them.
Wow.
Gotta love it.
It is, and it's a picture-perfect day. Well, it's pretty much a Chamber of Commerce day down here in Key Largo today. This is what it's like all the time, year-round pretty much. Right, Captain Slate?
Absolutely. I wouldn't say anything different.
Exactly. I knew you wouldn't. But I'm looking forward to this. So you get down here and do this kind of thing very often? I'm guessing this is kind of a novel thing for you too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a couple of years since I've done it. And, of course, I come in the lodge here when the wind does blow the very few times, and we do our checkouts, and we're always be able to get in here and play. So that's nice.
Yeah, they got a full dive shop. shop. They got, you know, all the docks, all the coverage, you know, protection from the sun, little shade there to, you know, gear up under and all that kind of good stuff. So it's a really fine facility. And they were telling us, actually, before this, I didn't know, they got whacked pretty good by the hurricane back in the day. So, yeah, here's the water line. I'm like, what? That was, yeah. So it under, you know, it washed out their gift shop. But you would never know that. Right. If you walked in there today, other than the little lines they've marked on the walls, I guess.
Well, resilient Keys people, we had the same thing in our store. It didn't get washed out. It just got a little water in it. But we were back in action, first stop shop on the water after the storm.
Yeah, and you can obviously take advantage of that here in Key Largo. But definitely, this is a spot you got to put on your list, as well as the creature feature, which you're still doing every, what, Friday,
every Friday
and Sunday?
Sunday morning, playing with the creatures, the eels and the sharks.
Yeah, well, you got some manatees out here. I don't know, you can't really play with those, I guess. We can just wave to them. Is that what's
that's
going
it.
On or what?
We just swim up and say hi. That's all we do. Yeah, and that way it keeps them friendly.
Yeah, I wonder how they'll react to our mermaid.
Oh, I think they probably, I don't know. If the male hadn't been around the female lately, it might be fun to watch.
Okay, well, that's why we have Fraser here to film everything. So if we get some mermaid on manatee action, hey, it could happen. And show up on Facebook soon. All right, look, we got the world's first radio show devoted to diving coming to you from underwater next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places, make new friends, do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAWI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAWI facility or locate a NAWI instructor near you at NAWI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Somewhere in the middle of the 7 mile bridge, he said, Bella, do you want to see the rest? She said, I haven't a care, Lenny, just take me there. And they drove all the way to Key West.
I want to go.
US 1, heading down US 1.
Hi, this is Mermaid Tony from the Florida Keys. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, here's the guy who's the reason I won't drink another Jaeger bomb.
You just wake up in a room and have no idea where you are.
Until the next time we meet.
All right, who wants to party?
Greg, the dive master.
Who's known as having the silkiest, smoothest voice in the 90s.
Giggity.
Yeah, it's true. I am Greg, the dive master. We are in Key Largo. But we're actually below the surface right now. We dove into the water here at Jules Undersea Lodge, and we are literally inside the habitat as we speak. I'm with the dive god. How was that little experience coming up through the wet hole?
You know, this is amazing. I'm so blown away with this whole thing. I mean, you know, you hop in the water, you swim, I don't know, 20 yards or so, 17, 18 feet, you come up in the wet room.
Yeah, Jan, what's the technical term? Wet hole doesn't sound as appealing as what it's probably known for with you guys.
In the commercial market, it's a moon pool.
A moon pool. Okay, that sounds way better. Because coming up through the wet hole, people could read, they could read too much into that. People like Captain Slade especially.
Yeah.
You've done this a few times, coming up through the moon pool.
Yeah, I've been in the wet hole and came up there and sat up here. And in fact, shared broke bread with Jan and Eugenie Clark. And Stan Waterman one time, and a couple more people. We had a great time.
Yeah, well, we have our group here. Fraser Nivens, the dive god, Diane, right? Diane, we is a mermaid in training and dive instructor down here in the Florida Keys, right? And Ladd Atkins from Reef. Ladd, is this new thing for you, or not so much?
Greg, no, I've been in here quite a few times, and I've also saturated in the Aquarius habitat, which was a true undersea research station that was off Conch Reef.
And that's still operating down the road, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they have some maintenance going on right now, post-hurricane. But it's still deployed. But I have some good stories about that we'll get to later on.
Okay, all right, look forward to that. And then, of course, we have our mermaid, Miranda.
Mariah.
See, I got to thank Mariah. Carrie, do you sing too, Mariah?
Sorry, what did you say?
I said, do you sing too as a mermaid? Well, all mermaids have that voice.
All mermaids have a siren.
All right, hit me with something. Go. Okay, she hadn't, we're not really supposed to be drinking underwater, so, you know, we can't do that. At least that's what we're going to say, right, Jan?
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. So there's Cokes, there's water, and, you know, God knows what else. But, Jan, you do this, and you run this operation, Jules Undersea Lodge, down here in Key Largo. Anybody can come here and experience this little adventure. Am I right?
Well, that's right, and it might be of interest to know why I started this and what it's all about.
Yes, well, we do need to get to that. So let's go ahead and dive into that now. Tell me.
33 years, I've never seen a penny from it, so it is not a moneymaker.
Okay, you do it because you love sharing the adventure, the experience, I'm guessing.
One night, we were living on the bottom of the sea and looking out the port here. This is a 40-inch port.
When you were working as a scientific diver.
We were living on the edge of the continental shelf. And after a day's work, we were all sitting around looking out the window, and this great big fish came out of nowhere and sucked up a gannard, a little bottom-dwelling fish.
Right.
And we said, wow, did you see that? And then about 2 minutes later, this fish came back and spit the gannard out, and the gannard swam away, and we said, did you see that? I said, more people need to be able to experience what we're experiencing. So this was an attempt to get non-scientific people to be able to live and work in the sea and understand what it's like to be down here. So
I'll tell you what, that is a great way to start. And that's what inspired you to open it up, so to speak, or saying, like, once we're done with this from the scientific world, let's see what we can do to open it up to more divers.
Well, we started out with a small research habitat for scientists, which is still sitting here. We just pulled it out of the water a month ago.
Right. I saw that up there. So that's actually getting ready to go back down again, right?
No, it's going to be a shore exhibit where we can take the younger kids who are non-divers and take them through a program and so they understand it. Before, you just pointed to the water and said it's down there. Now they can see it.
Okay, now they can go there and go through like an exhibit kind of thing.
Recreational diver.
Yeah, so you can go down here, dive into this. When you started this, or when you were working in this habitat back in the day, when you said you were on the continental shelf, how deep were you operating in this thing?
We were living 10 to 12 miles offshore in 106 feet of water and working down the shelf for long periods of time at 265 feet.
Wow. So I would imagine that was just a crazy experience. And did you get a little stir crazy? If you haven't had enough of your co-divers or scientific divers in here in the habitat, you just jumped in the moon pool and said, all right, see you later.
Well, we didn't get stir crazy. No one had ever done it before, so you were busy trying to stay alive.
Well, okay, there's that. Yes, exactly.
Especially in your case, one instance, we don't want to say that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that was pretty extreme stuff. Hell, that would be extreme stuff today. I mean, let's be real, right?
Yeah. Wouldn't it?
Yes, it was extreme.
Yeah, well, I mean, even today it would be. I mean, because
no one's duplicated it.
Well, okay, there you go. So when you were down there at that depth back in the day, how long are stretches were you underwater? It was like 100 days at a time or something? Is that what you were saying?
No, normal 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay, all right. Well, still, that's, you know, that's like being on Survivor or something, you know, and, you know, when it gets a little too much, you know, you can't just go to the surface. You guys have to decompress and have all kinds of crazy profiles to make sure you get back to the surface safely, I assume. Or did you just kind of wing it back in the day? Because when are we talking? What year are we talking about?
1972 to 1976.
All right. Well, I've had Neil Watson on the show many times, and that's usually back in the day when the divers didn't know any better, and they just said, well, I think we can do this. Let's find out. Is that
like
kind of what was going on?
37 feet.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. No, nobody said it couldn't be done, so why not try it? Right?
Let's give it a go. And if you're here talking about it, you realize that it worked out okay, but you've done that, and at what point did you guys decide to make this into open it up to a recreational dive site kind of thing, or create Jules Undersea Lodge?
Well, in the towards the end of the 70s, support for the ocean just totally dried up internationally. This is the last habitat to be built and operated for almost 40 years, and it sat around for a long period of time, and we started a little habitat for the scientists, and then we thought, let's try to get this something we can get recreational divers interested in the ocean, and that's what prompted it.
Very nice. So it's been around for, you said, 30 years now or thereabouts? What was it?
I built it in Palm Beach, Florida in 1972.
Wow. But it became Jules Undersea Lodge when? When did you put it down here in Key Largo?
86.
Okay, and it's been here ever since. Yeah. And you can come down here, like we said, stay for a few hours, do a little visit, have a pizza party or something like that. Or you could actually come down here and stay overnight.
Well, we've set 2 world records here. We did a 66-day program and then a 72-day program.
So who did that?
The 66-day program was part of a NASA project called La Chalupa 30, where we did a NASA program for 30 days, and then one of the fellas stayed on for another 36 days and set the world record.
Wow, that is crazy stuff. Jules Undersea Lodge, that's where we're broadcasting today. Stay close. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is amazing.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are underwater right now, I kid you not, in Jules Undersea Lodge. This is the underwater habitat in Key Largo. You can go down here, stay overnight, come out, dive the lagoon, pop in the habitat for a few hours for a little pizza party kind of thing, and check out their website. It's, Jan, it's julesunderseelodge.com, or what is it?
J-U-L.com.
Okay, J-U-L.com. Check it out, and you can book it accordingly. Now, we are in the, what part of the habitat do you call this tube we're in at the moment?
The main salon.
The main salon, and of course, we came up through the moon pool. And then there's another part of the lodge, and that's the bedroom?
Living compartments.
Living compartment. But that is where you would stay overnight and slate. Are you grabbing a mermaid and going to Chris in the room?
Absolutely. I mean, we have to treat mermaids first class. And, you know, 20 feet underwater in a moon pool and then in the bedroom, what the heck?
Mariah, how do you feel about that?
I don't know. First class accommodations are pretty good.
Okay. Well, there you go. We could have tadpoles by the end of this trip. You never know. It could happen. I don't know if it's tadpoles. I don't know what it is. But you've had mermaids down here before, I'm assuming, Jan. Am I right?
We had the Great Race, I think, ended here.
The Great Race? What, a mermaid race or something?
We had a bunch of mermaids. Were you part of that?
Mariah's shaking her head. She says, I know nothing of this kind of stuff. This sounds like a little bit crazy. But just a bunch of mermaids showed up here at the lodge one day.
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Hey, it could happen. I can see this being like a mermaid magnet kind of attraction. You know, it brings them, brings in all kinds. What do you got there, Fraser?
Cell phones work underwater?
I think they do. Do they? Yeah, they got Wi-Fi.
I just got a text.
Me too.
Yeah, they got free Wi-Fi when we're, 22, 23 feet underwater, we got Wi-Fi. So we can do Facebook Live, all kinds of crazy stuff. You know, call all your buddies, say, hey, dude, I'm underwater. What's going on? Neil, have you already done that?
Yeah, this is cool, man. I'm going to do a little FaceTime. Slate's got to be in heaven. He must think he's in there. In the coolest recompression chamber ever. He spent half his life in one.
Okay. With a mermaid now.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, now you're talking.
All the times I've been in a recompression chamber wasn't with a mermaid, so I'm good.
Bonus. All right. More coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
I've written quite a bit of X-Men fan fiction. Captain Mutato is half man, half mermaid, so he can fight crime as a man and make love as a mermaid. Most of my writing involves the latter.
Can't swim, so I took a boat to an island so remote. Only Johnny Depp has ever been to it before. I stayed there till the air was clear. I was bored and out of tears. Then I saw you washed up on the shore.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am in Jules Undersea Lodge, literally underwater as we speak today. So check this out online. It is pretty cool. We're Facebooking live right now, by the way. But we are here with mermaids inside the habitat. I have Mariah with me. Now, you consider yourself a professional mermaid, which means what exactly, Mariah?
It means we do photo shoots, photography, lessons, and whatever mermaid your heart desires.
All right, cool. So you have a mermaid school in the works. Is that right?
Yes. We have a company called Ocean Sirens, and it runs an academy that is certified through International Mermaid Swimming Instructors Association, which is an international certification. It is real.
I have seen those folks at the dive shows. And, yeah, so you belong to that organization. So you're training new potential mermaids. And what do you have to become a mermaid exactly? Do you have to be female, or is that an optional thing or a fluid thing, as we say
here we go,
now?
Man.
No, I know more mermen than mergirls sometimes.
So you train in mermen, mergirls, whatever floats your boat, you'll take care of them.
Of course.
Right. Now, your tail is very intricate. I mean, this is a heavy thing, first of all, made of silicone. It's, you know, we have our Scuba Radio mermaids and our tails, and they have these little spandex things, and they look cute, and they're great for pictures. But you are, like, on another level. We're talking, like, splash level here, like, from back in the day. Made out of silicone and things like, what, 100 pounds or something, or what?
It is actually 65 pounds, and it is almost 6 feet long. And it's made out of dragon skin silicone by a company called Marrow Fins, which is a wonderful company based out of Orlando. Okay. It's actually been featured on several TV shows already, and we hope it gets bigger.
Nice. And the you know, usually we put our mermaids in these Scuba Radio tops, but you have like two octopuses covering up the appropriate places, I guess. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was also designed by Marrow Fins. He does do swimsuits and mermaid tops, and we work pretty closely together, and all of my tails for the classes are going to be designed by him as well.
Very nice. So what you teach in a mermaid school or class, I assume, is what, how to look nice underwater, or what exactly goes into becoming a mermaid?
Well, the first thing is safety and fun. So we teach about how to properly be safe swimming in a mermaid tail, and how to have fun swimming in it, and then how to look pretty swimming in it.
Okay, so we have Diane. She is taking notes today, watching you, Mariah, and possibly, you know, working on her mermaid schooling or whatever. But then we got people like Slate, you know. So could we do a crash course with him and turn him into a mermaid today, or what?
I kind of doubt I'm going to be a mermaid or merman.
Are we taking a vote? Who wants Slade as a mermaid? Yeah. Anyone?
Who wants two to girls? Bring me into a habitat and lay down with me? I think no other guy.
No one wants to lay down with you. I didn't say I'd put you in a mermaid tail.
Mermaids have been out all day in the cold water, and you bring them inside of the habitat. They have to be kept warm, and with no heat, it's bodily contact. That's what we do.
Okay, they got to keep warm and moist, I guess. Is that what it is, Mariah, or would you rather not comment?
Oh, I think we're pretty good at staying potted up ourselves.
Okay, well, there you go. He tried. Captain Slate tried. But there's laws against that. It even apply, 22 feet underwater, right?
Right.
Yes. Yeah, the laws. They don't, we're not like in international waters, unfortunately. So, sorry, Slate, you're out of luck. But yeah, it's good stuff. That's kind of cool. And, you've kind of, obviously, you love what you do. And that's good for, like, photo shoots just for fun. Making pictures on Facebook, that whatever, and just putting smiles on people's face that see you underwater. Am I right?
Yeah, part of the fun is surprising divers that don't know you're about to be there. It is the most hilarious, most wonderful moment when there are bubbles everywhere that just explode underwater with surprise as they see a mermaid swim by at 45 feet on Molasses Reef. It's one of the best moments.
So that's what you're doing. You're swimming around here down in the Keys, and you just like to come up and spook the divers every now and then.
Just every once in a while when they're not expecting it.
Well, okay. Does she show up on any of your creature features?
I was going to say, she comes on the boat with us, and the divers will get underwater, and she'll put the tail on, and she is a heck of a breath holder, and she'll go down and swim by them, and they freak out. All of them go over to her and want to get a picture. Of course, Fraser's always got the camera in his hand, so that works.
Yeah, well, and Fraser is like, he does all this video stuff around the world.
It's us.
Yeah, hey, we're on Facebook Live. See, he's even doing it right now because they got Wi-Fi here in the habitat. It's pretty nice. So when you go diving with her, you love like punking the divers and doing that, and you film
it's
them and get their expressions?
We've been working together for a long time now, and every now and then we get the chance to go out and do fun stuff like this, and we have a good time while we're doing it. We've got a lot of great shots of her, and she's a great model.
Yes, well, obviously, you do it long enough. There's so many little things that you have to master as a mermaid. I've known this over the years. I've learned it by default, but like getting little air bubbles out of your nostrils and goofy things like that, or making your hair, fly back just magically, that actually is a skill, believe it or not, that we found on many Scuba Radio adventures where the girls did not have that experience, and we've gotten some compromising photos that weren't as appealing for them. We found it amusing, and now they're passing around a picture of the dive god in a mermaid tail. What would you prefer there?
That's live on Facebook now. It's got to be live.
Here's what not to do is what we're illustrating at this
point.
Yes, yeah, that was at a brewery. There might have been booze involved. And Mariah, what do you think?
I was there.
That is great.
Really? She's totally blind, isn't she, Fraser?
Yeah,
she can't see.
Well, mermaids are nearsighted.
That's right. They can see way underwater, but not in air.
Is that evil or what?
And that is you can't unsee that.
Long-term relationship to be with a merman and a mermaid. Just think about it for a while.
Yes. Well, it's disturbing slightly for sure. All right. Look, we got a lot of stuff to cover on the show here from Jules Undersea Lodge. I got Jan, who runs his habitat. We're going to get into the scientific side of things here a little bit, because even though this is a fun adventure, Jan, you can come down here and spend some hours and really go find some cool stuff here in the lagoon, like we said, the seahorses, right?
Yep, and we also have a complete archaeological site here.
What's down here from that standpoint?
Recreated archaeological site with a ballast pile, cannons, anchors, real cannons, so that we can train young people in how to identify and do archaeological projects.
Well, there's a whole side program that goes on as a nonprofit or something with the school kids and stuff. I saw a bunch of kids that were diving earlier, and they kind of work out of this on the other side of the property or something. Is that what's going on or what?
Yeah, on the same property, we have the Marine Resources Development Foundation, who actually own the habitat now.
Okay.
And they have about 5,000 students a year that come through here and learn about marine environmental education.
Very nice. And they get to putz around and check out those dive sites, the archaeological stuff, see the seahorses. By the way, I'm so enthralled. I can't believe you have seahorses down here. So there's one particular area where they're just hanging or what?
Over in the mangroves, you find them from time to time, yes.
Okay, so it's not a common thing, but they're here every once in a while, or what do you mean?
Common.
They're not uncommon.
But you can find them every day.
You can. Wow, that is really remarkable. No, you cannot find them every day unless you're really a great finder of seahorses.
That's right.
Okay, I got you. Okay, but you never know. It's the ocean, right? Anything could wander through, like we had manatees swimming with us to the habitat today. How common is that?
They are here frequently. They normally come in and browse around and leave. These stayed around for quite a while today.
They wanted to see if this mermaid, Mariah, was something they could hook up with or something. You know, a love connection. It could have happened. Yeah.
Similar tales.
That's right. They definitely do. And, Lad, what about you? Working with reef, I would imagine you come out here and maybe see a few critters every now and then. Do you do, like, fish count things here, too, or what?
Well, most of our fish counts are offshore on the main reef, but
this
is a great learning opportunity for people to get in and practice their surveying skills, and anytime you can see a seahorse or manatees, it's a great day in the water.
Absolutely. So have you come down here and looked at those seahorses as well, or just come out here and just putz around every now and then?
Yeah, we just come in and putz around every now and then, especially when the weather's blowing hard.
Well, like I said earlier, if you are a dive instructor, come down here and take your students, and the weather does get a little goofy out on shore. This is like the Checkout Dive Center, and they have everything, the dive shop, everything you could ever want as a dive instructor, including myself. I've done that. So, Jules Undersea Lodge, check it out. Okay, look, we got more coming up with the Dive God. Captain Slate, we're going to get into some old-time dive stories next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving from underwater.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
For all my pals who live in the oceans and the seas, with wands like these, well, who needs anemones?
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am underwater right now at Jules Undersea Lodge in Key Largo. You can come here too. Just go online, Jules Undersea Lodge, J-U-L.com. Yes. That's what Jan said earlier. Now, we're literally hanging out, just having a couple of Cokes. We dove down here with some manatees. We have the dive god with us, Neil Watson. We have Captain Slate. We got so many people. We're going to dive into their careers and stuff, but it is cool stuff. Of all the years of your diving, Neil, you've never done this before. This is new for you, too.
I have never done this. While I'm thinking about it, for all of the people listening to get an idea of what we're doing and where we're at, they have the easiest website in the world. It's JUL.com, Jules Undersea Lodge, JUL.com. Click on it. You can see exactly where we're at, what we're doing. It's a really neat website. But yeah, this is a first for me, man.
It is cool. And they got Wi-Fi down here. You can, you know, have a drink or two, I mean, of Coke, obviously, because you don't want to drink and dive. And you can just hang out with your friends.
I keep wanting to open the window smoking the cigar.
Yes. Just kidding.
Just kidding.
Yeah, you look out this little porthole on the end of it, and fish swim by every now and then. It's kind of a cool thing. And Fraser, you know, Fraser Nivens, he is like underwater video TV. He does like National Geographic.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you family. Guys are, yeah, and they're family. You guys are family.
Family.
Yeah.
We are related. That's true. I don't know. Should we say that?
Well, yeah, it's like you want to admit it. That's the question for sure. But Fraser, what have you been doing lately? You've been traveling around the world doing TV stuff lately, or what? See, we even get our cell phones work underwater. Go figure.
Underwater.
Go figure.
See, that's what we're supposed to get away from that, but you can't. Or, you know, what's neat, you can call up your friends and give them hell, like, hey, dude, I'm underwater right now. And they're like, what?
We just went live on Facebook, so watch that video. Maybe not. I don't know. It was kind of bad.
Yeah, well, that's why everybody is calling up now. But, yeah, it's kind of cool. This is a neat thing. But as far as what you've been doing, I know you do a lot of stuff over in the Bahamas, but you're always traveling all around the world shooting for God knows what Discovery or who. What have you been doing lately, Fraser?
The latest is episodes on National Geographic Channel, One Strange Rock. We've got some footage in that program. It's one of the best things we've done. So
yeah,
far.
Of what? What are you filming for that show?
Mostly a lot of underwater footage in the Bahamas, and you know, a lot of sharks, a lot of corals, showing the beauty of the ocean and what it's all about.
Nice. And you do that?
It's Monday night around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, I think it is, on the National Geographic Channel. So
okay.
that was the latest, yeah.
Well, look for Fraser Nivens on the credits, right? He'll always pop up there. But if it's a good shark shot, chances are Fraser had something to do with it. Yes, Neil?
I have a whole new business in my mind.
Uh-oh, what is it?
Well, Slate does his underwater weddings out in the water.
Right.
Underwater weddings and the habitat and honeymoon in the hotel.
There you go.
I'm on top of it, yeah. Right? Well,
don't say on top of it.
You can be the host that meets them at the door.
There you go, with the towel.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that.
Well, you know, the only thing we were wondering on our way over here, Jan, is that, you know, there is a surface team that kind of monitors stuff to make sure there's nothing going on down here that shouldn't, or making sure everybody's okay. So if you stay overnight, are there video cameras and stuff that if there's someone staying overnight, you got to take that into account, or no?
The only video camera is right there in the moon pool room.
Aha!
So we can make sure that we know if people are in or out, or if someone has a problem getting in, we're able to monitor it. There is someone on the surface 24 hours when a mission's going.
Got it. So there's blind spots that you can take advantage of if you want to.
The rest of the habitat is a blind spot.
Okay.
Only the moon pool.
All right. So there. Now you know, Neil.
Okay, there you go.
You're good to go.
I feel better about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it depends on who's down here at the time. But, yeah, so you can come down. You know, Steven Tyler from Aerosmith has been here. Can you name drop a little, Jan, about some of the people who have had this experience, or would you rather not?
Pierre Trudeau.
Yeah, okay.
And his son, who is now the prime minister.
Wow, sweet. Okay.
Jean-Michel Cousteau.
Of course.
Aerosmith.
Yeah, Steven Tyler, we're talking about him. How long ago did he come down and do this thing?
The very beginning.
Oh, yeah? He just heard about it, said, I want to go down and do this thing?
We've done hundreds of TV programs.
Now, you did a program from here to space one time, correct?
I did.
It was on TV.
With Scott Carpenter.
That's right.
Oh, really?
We talked to the Challenger, not the Challenger, the Endeavor, when it flew over.
Yep.
With Mike Gerenhardt, who's an astronaut, and we sat right here, and the exciting part was to hear mission control to La Chalupa, or Jules Undersea Lodge.
La Chalupa, and someone thought you were ordering some tacos from Taco Bell or something?
Well, that's a good, that's something that might be kind of fun to tell.
Okay, what do you got?
This habitat was called La Chalupa when it was a research habitat in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Now, you all think of a chalupa as a tortilla with cheese on it.
Yes, tasty.
However, if you ever been into Mexico, up in Xochimilco or something with a lake, there are little boats that come by, and they serve you a chalupa. Well, I'm sure that at some point in time, someone said, what do you call that? And these guys are looking. They're in these little boats. The boats are chalupas. So in Puerto Rico, the chalupa is a little boat that the fishermen take out. They're flat bottom. They capsize. They lose fishermen all the time. The boats go to the bottom. So here was that habitat that you take out to sea, and you fill it full of water and put it on the bottom. So La Chalupa.
Okay, well, there you go. Now we know what it was initially called, and you can take that story or you can say it was named after a Taco Bell taco. Either one. I like both, but yours is probably a little bit more interesting. All right, look, that's hour one. We got hour two on deck. We're going to dive in deeper into Lat Atkins from Reef, Captain Slate, and his creature feature. We're going to talk about what critters he's been seeing here lately down in the Keys, and more from Jules Undersea Lodge from underwater next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.